with removal of the vocal organ, we save the patient's life, but at the same time, deprive him of the organ that enabled him to maintain human contact and spontaneous self-expression. The social problems here entailed will be heard from the following patient. He has tried to learn esophageal voice, but failed. He is now speaking with an artificial larynx, the Western Electric.
Now I have got this upgrade, and I must say it is quite a progress. Formerly I had many friends. It was business at home, always an open house. But now it is so that the people avoid me, and I know that they shrink from the task to talk with me. Of course, I appreciate it, but it is difficult to digest.
Fortunately, the patient whose larynx must be removed is not doomed to be mute for the rest of his life. For each one, there is a method of learning a new way of speaking, as this record has attempted to demonstrate.